Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love.
Brothers and sisters,
from white folks to Haitians, Boricua, Jamaican.
Brothers and sisters,
our bond nation used it as a reference.
Brothers and sisters,
my dialect is fly.
Brothers and sisters,
let's
give love a
try. Forever we still here.
Where you at?
Dirty basement.
Show.
You.
Yes. In the building once again. If you can hear my voice, you know you got a friend. You know that it must be Thursday, and it's time for the BSE show. I'm hoping I'm sounding nice and clear. I'm trying this extra different headset that I got. So I don't know how clear I sound, but it's Mr. R-A-A-W or M-I-S-T-A-R-A-A-W. We're going to speak about that later. And we got Purple Dread in the building, in the cut, doing what? Just taking it easy, taking it two letters. The kitchen is closed today, so we ain't doing too much cooking up. You know what I'm saying? And we're here just to have a good time, a real good feel-good time on this Thursday, which is, I'm going to have to start saying the dates every time. I think I want to do that. But I do post it when I do put the blast out there out on Facebook. I put the date, which is March 17th, 2022. That's the year and the date of the day. And shout out to all the birthday people that made it through another time. We got a dear beloved family, Najee. It's his birthday today also. You know, last week we had so many other people's birthday. It's just birthday time. I mean, this is the month. This is the time. Every month somebody's birthday is there. So, we got something to celebrate. You know, if you really got a lot of friends on Facebook, you might have somebody who have a birthday every single day, you know, so you can't say that it's impossible. But the call-in lines are open, 563-999-3050, and we definitely want to give a shout-out and a condolences. I just come to find out that our beloved actor from Good Times, Mr. Bookman, a.k.a. Buffalo Butt, a.k.a. Booger, he has passed and gone to be with Miss Florida and, Wilona and a couple more other people, you know. And I didn't even know it. And it's crazy because, you know, I think it should have been something that was posted. It should have been something that was up. So people can really see that and know that, because he was somebody that was in our household. You know, everybody knew who Good Times was, what Good Times was. They watched it for years, generations. My daughters know it, you know, and he was definitely somebody in that show that was memorable. He had certain episodes that he did things, and I want to put something out there. I want to see how many people who do follow the show and who can remember. And let me see. It's just a crazy little trivia question that I'm making up on my own right now. I'm making it up right now. And tell me one thing that he did for maybe one or two shows, but it had to change when Keith came along. when Keith, Thelma's husband, came along, something that Bookman used to do a lot changed because Keith did the same thing. Now, if you know what it is, just hit me up. Tell me, call me, text me, email me, whatever you want to say. But it's fun. You know, we're having it. I'm having a good time. You think you know what it is, Purple Dre? You know, because I think I do,
but I don't want to spoil it.
Don't say it yet. Let's see if we can get. That's the question of the day. I just made that up on the fly. Yeah. Now, we're going to answer it at the end of the show. If nobody calls in and says anything, then we will give up the answer, you know? But a big rest in peace and my condolences to his family. You know, he was definitely somebody. I got another thing, too. Two things. It's Bookman trivia today. He had a daughter that played in one of the episodes, and I know exactly which one. If anybody knows the episode that Bookman's real daughter played in one of the Good Times episodes, tell me what it is. Let's see what it is. You know, I need to go online and get his full name because I know him as Bookman so much that's all I can call him. But I'm going to go online while we play some music and find out what his real name is so that I can do him justice because he was definitely a memorable character in a show that we all knew. You know, I have to say we had to say that for sure because, you know, and he made it to a righteous age. You know what I'm saying? So thankful for him being so talented and being able to keep us smiling and laughing throughout the years. You know, I'm going to get his full name after we come back. I'm going to play some music. I got a new song. Let me see if I play it first. Let me break this new song right here. I got an exclusive from Sean Paul, you know, featuring this girl named Mia Pia. I think that's what it's called. Mia Pia, and it's called How We Do It. Let me see if I could play that. I'm going to break that first. Let me play that. Maybe that's be the first thing that I could put out right there so that the people can hear it because got it exclusively. Can't tell you exactly how. I can't give out my sources. Probably going to give you a Sean Paul double play. But this first one is a brand new joint called How We Do It from Pia Mia. And the calling lines are open, 563-999-3050. We are here today. The BSE show is in effect. Tune in and stay tuned in for the experience. We'll be right back.
Yeah, bang, san, rang.
Pre, how we do it. They won't believe how we do it. I like the trees while we do it.
Yo, yo.
Oh, no, no.
Tell you this fit, lick me so your clothes them fit and bill fit. I step in, me lens them stick on. It's 10 of 10, perfect condition. Go on, mash up, head, get the recognition. Celebrate, we no wait for permission. Get with it, girl, can you anger the mission? It's about time, follow the intuition. Go on, balance, girl, set it in a repetition. Cause we at the party, I feel your body. Let's get it started, no time to play. Girl, lead the way. Bada bang, 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 yo. We gon' turn it up. You don't know what's up, we gon' burn it up. How much can you take? Bada bang, bang. Girl, let's escape. Strike, kick, this
they're gonna see how we do it.
Okay.
They're gonna pray how we do it, alright. Can't be saying my, 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 oh my.
Bada bang, bang.
Keep on saying my, 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 oh my. They won't believe how we do it. Big enemies, what we do it all night. Can't be saying my, 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 oh my. Keep on saying my, 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 oh my. Tell me you around tonight. Keep on down tonight. No crowd tonight. Just you and I. And I believe the hype. And I'm down for life. Cause you're mine, alright. Oh my.
Them flipping, girl, when you dipping, big sound a kicking, bust them head dripping. I we know what's away them talk and lipping. Top chef liquor, you don't know, so we sipping. Hot whipping, big life we living. Cut from the scene, neck clean, skinny dipping. More women, we keep on winning. Me tell you this again, not one we giving. Cause we here to party, I feel your body. Let's get it started, no time to play. Girl, lead the way. With a bang, 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 yo. We gon' turn it up, you don't know what's up. We gon' burn it up, how much can you take? With a bang, bang, girl, let's escape. Strike it,
they're gonna see how we do it.
Okay.
Exclusive, exclusive, brand new Sean Paul with Pia Mia called This Is How We Do It. That's an exclusive song right there. That's what I started off the day with. This is the BSE show, so you already know that it is Thursday, and we have our Throwback Thursday. We have all the things that we need to come with the show. Now, I posted the question out there. I'm going to be talking about it throughout the whole entire show, and then at the end of the show, if nobody calls in, I'm going to give the answer. Purple Jet thinks that she has the answer already, and I will be repeating it constantly, so I'm going to say it again. Rest in peace to the actor. I meant to get his name during that time real quick. Rest in peace to the actor that played Bookman on the show called Good Times. Now, I said two questions. One question was, what was Bookman known for on more than one episode but had to change once Thelma's husband came? Now, if you know Good Times, you watch Good Times for the years, you know Bookman, anytime it came to a certain situation, Bookman did something specific. But once Keith came, it changed because Keith did the same thing also. So, Purple Jet says she thinks she knows the answer. Anybody knows the answer, then press that number one button. The calling lines are open, 563-999-3050. Thank you, 917. Thank you, 786. Thank you, 646. I see you out there. If you know the answer and you want to chime in, just press that number one button. I'll bring you right on in. It was something Bookman was known good for doing, but when Keith came, it changed because Keith did the same thing too. That's one question. Then if you can tell me, because Bookman had a daughter and she played in a specific episode of The Good Times, if you know the answer, what episode it was, just let me know. You can email me, you can text me, you can hit me up on IG, hit me up on Twitter, and let me know exactly what it is. But we're just having a good time at this point. We want to say rest in peace to the actor because I just realized I did not know myself. I'm sorry about that, but he has passed and gone on. My condolences to his family. And then, of course, we're going to be touching bases on the fact that we just lost one of the Braxton sisters, Tracy Braxton, a very beautiful and talented young lady. It was crazy. I didn't they already had the funeral very quick. I just noticed that on the social media also. But, the family, my condolences goes out to the family. I was a watcher of the show. I tuned in. I did like them. I did like her character also. And, very, very, very beautiful family, and going too soon. Very, very early in life, strong 50, going too soon. And we definitely want to put our energy in the air and say, condolences to the family. Definitely that's what's going on. Now, I know Purple Dread is itching because she says she knows the answer.
Yes,
and
yes,
I'm like,
yes.
Okay.
What a, don't, yeah, don't, don't, don't.
You want to? I know you want to say it, Purple Jay, but I want to hold on. I want to see if anybody calls in to tell me what it is, because I just thought about that answer, that question on the fly. I didn't have that schedule. You know what I'm saying? I have a couple of things. Me and Sincere might tag team and come on and give y'all some rants today. You know what I'm saying? You know, I love when he comes in and we have some things to, some topics to go in on. But, you know, like I said, I'll state throughout the whole show, there's something specific. The janitor on Good Times, a.k.a. Mr. Buffalo Butt, a.k.a. Booger, he used to do specifically. And then when Keith, which was Thelma's husband, came into the picture, he stopped doing it, and he took over and did something different. So if you know what it is, and you know Good Times, and you watch the show like I watch the show, I've seen, if I didn't see every episode five times, I really want to see that episode to see if I'd never seen it before. But I'm pretty sure I've seen it. I'm pretty sure. But,
Mr.
you know,
Rock,
like yes,
I just found out. I just found out the actor's name is Johnny Good.
Johnny Brown. That's, well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you doing that for me. I was trying to do some other things behind the scenes. Johnny Brown, a.k.a. Nathan Bookman on the show Good Time, has passed, and I'm just finding out about it. I'm kind of late, you know. I've just recently heard through, you know, my source, you know, and I didn't really know, but I think he needs to be spoken of because he was an actor that was in our house, and we are affiliated with him. We recognize who he is, you know, and sometimes actors go under the radar and are not seen and even noticed until the end of the year when you check it out and you be like, wait a minute, that person passed away and you didn't even know? You see, Tracy Braxton, that was publicized and a lot of people heard it instantly. But I didn't even realize that Johnny Brown, a.k.a. Mr. Bookman, you know, passed away, and I definitely want to celebrate him and say, you know, peace, King, and definitely rest in paradise, because he was somebody that, you know, all of us know who Bookman is. If you don't know who Bookman is, you need to go back and check out, you know, the show. Oh, I see somebody raise their hand. Hold on a second. We got the 686-933 on the line. Welcome to the BSE show. If you know the answer to the question, first let us know who's calling. How you doing?
Peace. What's going on, brother? It's Two-Face. Yeah,
peace,
can you
peace,
hear me?
Peace, my brethren, warp. What's going
on,
bro?
Rock, Purple Dre, what's good with you?
Glad to hear you calling through my group.
I was actually in the middle of doing some publishing, submitting a song to the publishing, so we just finished doing that, because me and my bro T-Dap got a fire joint. I was telling Sincere about that the other day. We got a fire joint about, you know, pretty much releasing it, and we were just making sure the publishing was straight. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we were doing. So I told him,
Go ahead, bro.
So I was telling him to call in, you know what I mean, just a quick little powwow. He said he'll call in around like 7 if you got time. If it's possible, you can, you know, pull him in or what have you, just to say a quick word or what have you. You know, he up
Definitely.
There, so we down here in the south and he up north, you know what I mean?
Definitely, bro. Definitely, man. Let me tell you something. Before I interrupt you, pardon me on that one, but that is a good thing that you're putting it out there to let other people hear, because, you know, sometimes, like I said before, I think I did a small live today on IG, And I was talking about that. You know, if you're serious about this thing, you know, your music career or whatever, you know, any part of the word career, you know, career means
right.
that's something that you want to do in order to establish payment, to make a revenue, to help you to furnish your house, to buy yourself a car, to do, you know, it's a career that you are looking into so that you can extend your life. So if you're serious
right.
Go ahead, bro.
I was going to say, and add into that too as well, you know, it shows professionalism. You know what I mean? Like you got a skill set, you know what I'm saying? It's something that is either a trade, you know what I mean? But, you know, you furthering as a career is something that you put most of your time through the day, you put your time into that, and you're making money with that as well to pay your bills, to take care of your family, take care of yourself, and, you
right.
know, just and not just that, but whether it's health, putting food in the fridge, a roof over your head, all of that good stuff. So you got to take career serious so that you can receive, you know what I mean, the your fruits of labor, you know what I'm saying? And that's it, man.
True indeed. You know, that's why I was speaking on that, because you have to invest in yourself. If you believe in yourself, you invest in yourself, then you have to make those prominent moves in order for you to be successful. You know, you have to put forth your grind. You have to put forth like my brother said, professionalism. You have to utilize your experiences and what you're learning so that you can go further in the industry that you want to be a professional in. Like if you're doing clothing, if you're doing liquor.
People take you more serious too when you show professionalism.
Let me tell you something. I interviewed me and Sincere interviewed Lady Miz, I think that's her name. I'm going to check to make sure that I'm not saying it wrong, but I think it's Lady Miz, approximately maybe a week or two ago, and she has her own potato chips. And when I checked out the website, and she hit me up behind the scene, and
right.
you know, the smart thing that she's doing, she obviously put her money into it because the website is popping. And then according to what the website is showing, she's showing the different flavors that she has of the potato chips. And then she has an option that says, if you want your face on the potato chip, holler at her and she can tell you how to get that done. That means Two-Face
the same thing like
can
Master
be on a potato
P
chip,
doing.
Bro. You
right.
could be on
same
a,
thing
you
Master
could be
P
on a,
doing.
You could be, right, but you see, the reason why I'm saying this over Master P, Master P is successful for a multitude of years, and he has made some connections. So I'm saying it as far as grinding now, like you're a grinder right now. You're learning the game, and you're utilizing your connections, and you're making every step just like the way
right.
Lady Miz is. Now, you know, she took it to one extra level. She's an artist. You know, writer, and I don't know if she embarked in the production, but now she is an entrepreneur as far as going into getting potato chips done with different flavors. Because I was like, what flavors you got? When she hit me up, so she hit me with the website. I said, hit me with a link. Let me check out what you got going on. And I see barbecue and sour cream and onion and cheddar. And I'm like, okay, that's smart. And then there was some other gentleman. I got to get the name from DJ Sincere, who was some good artist. I must say that also. I think it was from the Midwest. And they had their own bean pie establishment going on. And they, I think Sincere even tested the product and was like, wow, this tastes good. And, you know, it was worth it. We used to deal with another businessman. I can't remember his name right now, but his establishment was called Young Youth Clothing. And I'm going to tell you this, honest to God truth, this is my word to everything. He shipped me two shirts. He gave me two shirts.
I remember hearing that. I remember him being on the show before.
All the time. He used to call through. And I'm telling you,
Two-Face
right now, I'm telling you, I still have the two shirts
I wear them weekly, bro. I got those two shirts. I've washed them 100 times, and they're wrinkle free. All I got to do is shake them off and put them on a hanger, and they're the most comfortable shirts I have ever owned. And you know me for T-shirts. I love T-shirts with embroideries or insignias or whatever you want to call it. These were the best shirts I've ever had. I'm not, you know, we're going on. I got to play some music, but I'm going to post the question now. I don't know if you heard the question. John Brown, a.k.a. Mr. Bookman from Good Times has passed away. I did not know. I'm kind of late. But
yeah, My question is, because on the real,
not too many people even heard. You know, it didn't get publicized like the way Tracy Braxton did. And not nothing against her, but he's a bigger star than me. You know what I'm saying? He did something. He was in our household for over 3-4 decades. We know who he was. Like, here's one question. Exactly. If you know Good Times, there was something he did specifically during certain shows, but it changed when Thelma's husband came along. The husband is named Keith. Now, if you know the answer, don't say anything yet. Don't say anything yet, but there's something he did that he used to do on a regular, but when Keith came, he changed and he had to do something else because Keith did the same thing. Hold that if you know the answer. Don't say anything. All right? Hold that. And then there's another thing. He had a daughter, and she played in one episode of Good Times. If you know what episode is, let me know. The lines are open, 563-999-3050. I see you, 706. I see you, 646-917. 786-678. I appreciate everybody. We're going to play some music. I just broke that Sean Paul new joint. I might have to bring that back. It was hot. I don't know. It's called How We Do It by P and Mia. But before that, I want to pay homage and respect to the Braxton family. It is a big loss, a beautiful lady. She's very talented. I'm going to do a little medley to the Braxton sisters right now. I'm going to play something from Tracy, from Tamar, from Tony, from Trina, but I haven't found any specific songs from Tawanda. I don't think she actually put any songs out, but I have one song from all of them when they were younger. So I'm going to do a short medley dedicated to the Braxtons. Rest in peace. My condolences to the family. This is the BSE show, and like I said, calling lines are open, 563-999-3050. I'm chilling here with my brethren, you know, very good artists and learning the game and putting me up on game too. My man Two-Face, I got Purple Dread in the building, and we'll be right back. Salute.
Last call.
RAAW in the building with Purple Dread, and I have my man, my brethren, a great artist, Two Faces in the building, and the cut in the back. I see that I got somebody else who raised their hand, a 706. I see you in the building. Who do we have in the building with us today? Who's there on the line?
You know what it is, man. What's the deal?
Oh, that
was good.
Oh, man. Another one of my compadres, one of my good brothers, Ben Button, is in the building. What's going on with you, boy? How you feeling? How you feeling, bro?
Best part of the day, getting off work, you know what I'm saying? About to roll in the fucking house and get my thing done, you know?
And that, you know what?
You
nothing wrong with that. I really do, because at the same token, you got to do what you got to do. And now, last week, you gave me a request, and I couldn't get it last week, but you know I got it this week. I try to keep my word and be a man of my word. I definitely got what you asked for, you know what I'm saying? Don't even say it. I'm going to play it and make sure that it's right. But we in the building, man. We celebrating and then definitely having a good time. But we said rest in peace to Toni Braxton's sister, Tracy Braxton, who just passed away, and we are just here, you know, letting the time pass and catching people right, just right where you are, coming home from work, relaxing, maybe getting something to eat, sipping on something, or rolling up something, smoking, whatever you do, that's on you, you know, but as long as you're here during the BSE show, we just try to fulfill the 2 hours that give you a mixture of a few things. I've been hitting up a couple of different genres here, but I got this song that I know you want to hear, and I'm going to play that, and then we'll be right back. This is dedicated for my boy right here, Ben Button. This is what he want to hear, and tell me if I'm right.
Records. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, hit, you feel no pain. White folks that control your brain, I know better than that. That's game, man, we ready for that. Two soldiers head of the pack, matter of fact, who got it?
War.
And where my army at? Rather attack and not react. Back to beats, it don't reflect on how many records get sold on sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Whether your projects put on hold in the real world. These just people with ideas, they just like me and you. When the smoke and cameras disappear again, the real world. It's bigger than all these fake records. Wait, Popo got the millions and my woman's disrespected. If you check 1-2, my word of advice to you is just relax. Just do what you got to do. If that don't work, then kick the fact. If you a fighter, rider, bother, flame igniter, crowd exciter, or you wanna just get high and just say it. But then if you a lie, pants on fire, wolf cry, agent with a why, I'm gon' know it when I play it. It's bigger than
hip hop. It's bigger than
Biggie Smalls, if we don't get them, they gon' get us all. I'm down for running up on them in they city hall. We ride for y'all, all my dogs, stay real. Don't think these record deals gon' feed your season, pay your bills, because they not. MCs get a little bit of love and think they hot. Talk about how much money they got. All y'all records sound the same. I'm sick of that fake thug R&B rap scenario all day on the radio. Same scenes in the video, monotonous material. Y'all don't hear me though. These record labels slang, I taste like dope. You could be next in line and sign and still be writing rhymes and broke. You would rather have a Lexus or Justice, a dream or some substance, a Beamer, a necklace or freedom. Sisters like me don't play or hate, I just stay awake. It's real hip hop and it don't stop till we get the popo off the block. They call it
hip hop. It's bigger than
You know I got to do this. You know I got to do this. You know I got to do this.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of them joints.
Uh-huh.
It's one of them joints you got to appreciate.
I need a moment of silence. Let's kill the violence. You gave them a promise. I need more commas. For the money.
Pull up the tune. Pull up the tune. Pull up the blood clot tune. I don't think y'all heard me. I said, you know, I gotta do this. Man, don't get me started.
Yeah, yeah. This one in them joints.
Uh-huh.
Them joints you gotta appreciate.
Yeah. I need a moment of silence. Let's kill the violence. You gave them a promise. I need more commas. For the money and the fame. While you was boarding that plane, they recognizing my name. I got a lot to gain from everybody who came to watch me do my thing. It's a beautiful thing when everybody was saying those words brought me a ring. Your boy is a true king. I'm Afrocentric. I said it, I meant it now. I'm just getting them started, so dearly departed. Hip-hop, I bought it so many years recorded, but they trying to get rid of it. Damn, are they illiterate? That's so unfortunate, they will never admit it.
Hey, yo, one turn.
Hey, yo, one turn.
We done made it, boy.
We done made it, boy.
For real.
To the top, boy.
This is the life we wanted, my jewels. I got a flaunt it. Now they all want to wear it. I hope you spiritually hear it. For listening to my music, I hope you all could use it on the road to the riches. When you got that feeling from an original vision, I'm just trying to come with it.
Y'all talk to you. Baby, Maroon, girls and still love him from the camera.
Got that Jersey, Jersey flow, and these niggas wanna know if a nigga gonna blow. I'm breathing life, I'm breathing life, I'm breathing life, I'm breathing life. Hey yo! Got that Jersey, Jersey flow, and these niggas wanna know if a nigga gonna blow. I'm breathing life, I'm breathing life, I'm breathing life, I'm breathing life. Hey yo!
Play that bitch on the top, man.
Diamonds round my neck, more today than a seacoast. Amy for amigos, need the link on the perico. Me need a couple jumper, give me about a week. Money off the run, food off the eat. We make trip to the customer daily. You know we gotta move that scaly. Call me the dog boy, B-I-G. Hustle with the white lady. Hustle the block, keep it sharp, keep it hot. And that's no if no maybe. And at the end of the day, we gotta get paid.
Get that Jizzy, Jizzy flow, and these niggas wanna know if a nigga gonna blow. I'm breathing life, I'm breathing life, I'm breathing life, I'm breathing life. Hey yo! Got that Jizzy, Jizzy flow, and these niggas wanna know if a nigga gonna blow. I'm breathing life, I'm breathing life, I'm breathing life, I'm breathing life. Hey yo! Niggas be talking like they nice, but you ain't pulling no heights. Got his head cracked, 666, now roll that dice. You a fraud and you know it, turning men into mice. You ain't living that life, got him praying to Christ. Now you paying that price, yeah, them niggas is tripe. Like I ain't leaving my knife, all I need is a slice. Man, them devils, they right, I had to cut them all. But you don't hear me go, looking, waiting for me to blow. As I walk through the valley, niggas better think twice. Either death in this game or it's a sacrifice. Big shot, we got that Jimmy crack corn, like I don't care. You don't pump fear, niggas better beware. Got that Jizzy, Jizzy flow, and these niggas wanna know if a nigga gonna blow. I'm breathing life, I'm breathing life, I'm breathing life, I'm breathing life. Hey yo! Got that
Lakewood means rewind, a gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Lakewood means rewind, a gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Lakewood means...
Sometimes you gotta tell people they're coming at you the wrong way. They saying the right thing. This is what you gotta tell them. And just in case you didn't understand what's being said, there's a lot of people out there that got some things to say. They think they're saying the right things when they ain't saying the right things at all, man. You just got to miss me with the BS. Man, get it going, man. Come on. You got to pay attention to what you're doing. If you're doing the right thing, then you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you talking BS and you bring it my way, please miss me with that. Please.
Everybody want the glory, but they don't want to put the work in to keep it all G's. Put the number up so them
nigga from summer home to each his own. And this is why you always gon' need a loan. Leave me alone.
Blunt loaded like a full clip. Swag sauce on full drip. Miss me with the bullshit. Miss me with the bullshit. Looking like who this? Talk about it, but they never gon' do shit. Miss me with the bullshit. Miss me.
Dirty. Sometimes you gotta tell them straight up. That's just what you gotta tell them. I mean, that's what you gotta tell them. I mean, I might be going on. I might be starting on my rant. If I see the tag team bell, the bell's going. I'm gonna get the tag. Oh, wait a minute. I think I see the tag team partner coming in the building. We might start the rant. I don't know. Is the bell ringing? That's all I'm asking. Is the bell ringing?
Mr. Raw.
Is the bell ringing? That's all I'm asking. Is the bell ringing?
Purple Dread.
In the building. Might have to start my rant early. Might have to get myself in.
Don't forget I'm
here
on the line before y'all go to renting now. Don't forget.
No.
Ladies.
We can include you.
I'm quite sure, Purple Dread, you've had plenty of experiences where people brought nonsense to you, and you would, and in your mind, you was like, I wish they would have just missed me with that bullshit. Why they even come? You know what I'm saying? I know you've been through it. I know you've been through it. We all been through it. You know what I'm saying? I go through it more than a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like behind the scenes and the stuff I go through in order to be able to, you know, bring these different kind of, you know, people to the platform. You know, I make it look easy, but it's not as easy as I make it look. And I think by now some of the people who have come and gone and tried to do what I do, they have to learn a hard lesson that I make it look easy, but it's not that easy. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to dealing with some of these independent artists. All right? Now, some of them lately have been getting better. But over the years, you know, we've had a lot of people on this platform, a lot of well-known people on this platform for a very long time consistently. And the one thing that I noticed is I have less grief. I have less of a hard time. I have less difficulty when I'm dealing with celebrities. Y'all might find that shocking. But
yeah.
I have less of a hard time dealing with the celebrities than I have dealing with some of these independent artists. All right, now, you've seen over the years the quality of people that we've brought to these airways. Now, personally, any one of those people, I would have been happy just to have them on the air for 10 or 15 minutes. All right? But when you go back and you listen to our shows, these people, they come in the Dirty Basement, they come on Dirty Basement Radio, and they get comfortable. All right, they damn near take their shoes off and put their feet up, and they stay a while because of how we do. Mm. And everybody leaves happy and satisfied. And we're talking about the known entities, the people whose names you know that you are glad, just like I am, to have an opportunity to speak with, right? But these independent artists, y'all, these independent artists that sometimes I come across too much are some of the most difficult people to deal with in the world. And it's crazy. It's totally crazy. And I'd like to put out, you know, a question to all independent artists. Like, what is the problem? Why y'all act like that? Why y'all act like, you know what I'm saying? Why y'all act like, you know, why y'all got the big head, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all ego was crazy swollen. But what have you like done in comparison to, I don't want to start naming names, but anybody who's been on these airways? I mean, you would think that those people would have more of an ego and, you know, more of a, you know, difficult attitude, and it'd be the other way around. It'd be the other way around. I don't get it. And these motherfuckers, you know, well, I'm going to be a little bit specific. And I was talking about this earlier with Mr. Roar, and we was having a good laugh about it. We was having a good laugh about this today. Because for the past couple of weeks, behind the scenes, I'm negotiating, you know, this independent artist hit me up. He want to come on for an interview. Okay, cool. All right, so, you know, we got a couple of different ways that we do it here on Dirty Basement Radio. One of the ways we do it is, okay, you know, you want to come on. All right, mobilize your fan base. Let me know that you actually have people who are interested in you. And, you know what I'm saying, we get a fair amount, you know what I'm saying, especially if, you know, you ain't never supported nothing that we do. You're coming out of left field. I don't know who the hell you are, you know what I'm saying. Even if I might have seen your name floating through the ether, I don't know who you are. All right? So let's see if you got some people that's going to, you know, support what you do. Have your folks hit me up, you know what I'm saying. You could hit up during a number of different shows, hit up Mr. Roy's show, hit up pre-show, you know what I'm saying. Hit me on IG, hit me on Twitter, have your people hit me up. Let me know that you got some fan support, all right, and we'll bring you on at no cost. Let me say that again, at no cost, all right? And what I found, I figured that would make it easy for a lot of artists because they always, you know, they be saying they got bread and doing this in their songs, but they always crying broke. I always crying broke. So you would think that that would be a fantastic offer for an independent artist. You ain't got to come out your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, have your mans in them. You know, hit us up. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you got your mans in them. Right? You got your mans in them. So have your mans in them. Hit us up and let us know that, you know, you got some support out there on the block. And I think that that offer has had more of a chilling effect on a lot of independent artists than you might think. They'd be like, oh, man, what you mean? Well, what I mean, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, hey, your mans and them, you know, hit us up. You know, they can call in live when we on the air, or they can hit me on the social media, this, that, and the other thing. They don't want to do that. So now I say, well, okay, well, if you don't want to do that, then, you know what I'm saying, you could bypass all of that and pay the fee. All right? They don't want to do that either. So I'm like, wait a minute. You don't got the fan base, or, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to do that. All right? You don't want to break no bread. You don't want to do that. So you just want to, you know, just come on the platform and, like, flex your ego. And then you say, well, okay, how about this then? I need you to, you know, I need a certain amount of leeway. You know, a certain amount of advance time for you to be promoting. So, you know, 2, 3, 5 days, whatever. Promote on your social media. Let your folks know that, you know, you're going to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to do that either. So I'm going back and forth with dude, you know, even up to this week, even up to this morning. And early in the week, I'm like, you know what? Okay. Start promoting by Tuesday. He said, okay, cool. Tuesday comes and goes. I'm like, all right, well, what's going on? All right, I'm going to start promoting today, yesterday. That comes and goes. Then he hits me up this morning. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, it's kind of late now, bro. We can't really do it. You can't, you know. So, you know, we had a conversation, you know what I'm saying, verbally and text-wise, and it kind of went left at a certain point. And it kind of went left because, you know, dude wasn't, long story short, in my estimation, he was really just trying to, you know, just trying to get over Mr. Roar. He was just really trying to geese us. I don't want to spend no bread. I don't want to do no money. I don't want to spend no bread. I don't want to do no work. I don't want to do no promotion. I don't want to try to get my folks, you know what I'm saying? Because I think, you know, independent artists, on one hand, they think that paying money for anything, you know, they just throw the blanket of payola on it, all right? And, I've sat on panels and talked about this. I've written articles about this. You know what I'm saying? I might throw it back up on my social media again. But there's not a business or entity around beside the independent artist that thinks they don't have to pay for advertising, marketing, and promotion. They're the only ones. And you could have a billion-dollar company like McDonald's that will run their ad all day long, all year long, even though everybody knows McDonald's all around the world. Restaurants in Japan, China, Australia, every place, they still advertise. They still advertise and promote and market. TV, billboards, everything they can think of. Online, you're trying to watch YouTube and you're seeing all these fucking commercials, right? All right, but the independent artist doesn't think that they should have to do any of this. And a lot of these motherfuckers are terrible. They're not even good artists. The music isn't even that good. And it's totally insane. Y'all have no idea what I go through. Y'all have no idea what I go through in order to be able to do this and to bring y'all quality shows every week, man. It's crazy out there. It's crazy out there. Believe me. All right, it's crazy out there.
And then the funny thing is, you know, when we do have on artists that are on the line giving out key elements to the game for free, because you're listening and learning for free, some of them you still won't even call in. I'm gonna use the two people that's online right now as prime example. The two people online right now as prime example, Two-Face and Ben Buttons, has been calling, has been promoting, has called in when we had guests, has asked valid questions, that asked, gave good opinions. So, you know, if you wanted to even Maka, even Spicy, Sunshine, to name a few who call regularly, consistently, who learned the essence of promotion and having your people to call in and request your music. Boss Hogg, that's how I met him. He used to have people call in all the time.
And just let me add in this one thing, Mr. Raw. Just let me add in this one thing. All those people that you named, all right, on top of being, you know, a longtime supporters of Dirty Basement, the ones who are artists out of the ones that you named, and I think just about everybody is an artist, they're all solid artists who make solid music. Nobody is a trash artist. Nobody is making shit that like, okay, but I don't hear a hit nowhere. None of this shit is a hit. That you just named, all them ladies you just named, are solid artists and musicians.
A lot can be learned from these shows. A lot can be learned. Mark my word. Well, did you hear the question of the day, since then? Now, if you know the answer, don't say nothing. But like I said,
I don't even know.
You know,
I don't even know. I heard the question, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. Because it was something that Nathan Bookman, you know, the janitor on Good Times, he did for a few episodes. And then when Keith, the husband of Thelma, came into the building, it changed and he took over. He took over. I want to know if anybody know. Now I'm going to play my poem of the day. This one's called Fear. I see you, 215. If you want to raise your hand and say something, press that number one button. The calling number line is still open, 563-999-3050. Mrs. Raw always want to scream in the background when I'm doing a live show. I don't know, y'all. But wait a minute. They raised their hand. Hold on a second. 215-398. Who's on the line? It's the BSE show.
Peace. It's P-Dap, man. Big shout out to DJ Sincere.
What's good, dude?
Maintain it. How you?
All right, everything is everything, baby. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Locking in right now, listening to what's going on. You heard?
Definitely appreciate.
Now here's another
you
gentleman.
In.
All right, now here's another gentleman who fits the bill. All right, gentleman right here got a crazy history. All right, got crazy shit he could talk about in terms of his career and his affiliations and like real official shit. You know what I'm saying? And he support Dirty Basement. He's been on these airwaves. I interviewed the gentleman not too long ago. You know what I'm saying? Had a fantastic talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just don't get it. You know, people say things, but they don't really understand what they say. You know, they say that this business is all about relationships. How many times have we heard that? But people really don't get it. They really don't get it.
Yes, sir.
I definitely, definitely, Dad. I see you, 336. I see you out there. If you want to say something, press that number one button. I'm going to run to my poem of the day. It's called Fear. We'll be right back, and I'm going to look in the switchboard for P. Dat and see if I play something legendary. Let them know how the bars really go down. We'll be right back. This is the BSE show.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of a lot of things. I'm afraid of the dark, of public speaking, of dying alone, of those awkward greetings where he goes for a handshake and I go for a knuckle bump and I end up looking like an absolute chump. I'm afraid of looking dumb. There's so much to overcome. I'm afraid of being mugged, that I'll never find true love. I'm afraid that my wife will wake up one morning and say she's had enough. And that'll be like one of those bums that you find on the street corner. Just asking for some spare quarters. You see, no matter how old I get, I can't seem to loosen the grip of fear from my lips. I used to have a stutter and a lisp. My S's would sound like this. And it was so embarrassing to where even now the remnants of my stuttering lisp play a much bigger emphasis on my life than I care to admit. I can't seem to forget the not too silent diss from the kids in middle school saying, "Silly Michael, spit it out," sounding like Porky the Pig with a sponge in his mouth, soaking up all the S syllables as I would stumble over my words until I would just stop speaking so my stutter wouldn't be heard. And I know that may sound absurd, but I used to think that I was just this little dude whose throat swelled up in interviews for fear that stuttering is not what winners do. I used to tell girls that they could pick some bigger dude who can converse over dinner food without sounding clueless like Mr. Magoo. But one day God said, "Michael, in your weakness my glory will shine through." And I don't really know what happened. It was definitely not from any of my actions. Like a Holy Spirit chemical reaction, my stutter was soon overcome. So this is for the ones who think that no one notices, whose days are filled with hopelessness. I am living proof that you have a purpose, that your testimony goes further than just what is on the surface. Because if God could take David, a little shepherd boy, and make him king with no bloodline of royalty, if he could use Paul, a man who hated the church, to become the leading ambassador of the gospel, if he could use a disciple, men who were told that they were not good enough to become the foundation of the church, then he can use you. So don't give up and don't count yourself out. Don't sell yourself short when you have the Spirit of the Lord. Because there's no one who can break you, no one who can take you, no one who can shake you, because the one who created you is bigger than all of that. He's bigger than all of your fears from all of those years and those tears of crying on your pillows from those years of wanting to be normal. But God doesn't use those who are normal. He uses those who are willing, willing to be themselves. So be you, the individual. Not the you that you piece together from magazine models or Nicholas Sparks novels. Be you, the uniquely created, special and sacred individual. You, the one with experiences, opinions, and beliefs, the things that make you unique. Your scars, share them. Your broken heart, wear them. Don't let others' critical remarks pierce you in the arms like barbs where they hold you back from being you. Stay true to being.
Dedicated to all the focused individuals who stuck to the script, believe in themselves, and got the fuck up out the hood. You know what I mean? Now they living good. They able to survive in the family. You know what I mean? Just feel me on that. Been a long, hard road, still my head's up high. Situations happening, that be the signs of the times. I took a swig of the fluid to keep my mind from losing and polluting my body with smoke. I'm trying to quit those, but it's kinda difficult when bullshit's around you. Your life ain't right, all types of setbacks hound you. Enough to wanna kill a man, run up on a victim like you a gorilla man. Damn, youngest brother confined to a hospital bed. Mom's tripping off the voices she be hearing in her head. Pops worried about losing the crib, losing his wig. I'm playing the sidelines and I can't do shit. Lord, I need an answer. Help us out, please. Knock, knocking on your door. Give me air, I can't breathe. Give me wings to fly. I want a prize to win. All I'm asking for is happiness. I'm saying I want to fly, fly, fly away.
You and I.
Hey, yo, what up, son?
Hey,
what up?
see now, see now, see now, see now, see what I had to do there. You see what you made me do? I had to give you a P-Dap triple play. I had to give you a P-Dap triple play. You see what you made me do? You made me give you. Listen to me, P-Dap. We're going to have to talk behind the scenes and get something popping there, Papa. You know what I'm saying? I got the bars. I got the beats. Let's make a collab, man. Let's do it. I'm collabing with everybody who's here. Anybody who want to make a song, Mr. Raw, holler at me. Yeah, I had to do that triple play. Earlier, I did that double play for my boy Two-Face, another great artist. We got to connect the dots. We got Ben Buttons in the background. Yo, listen, man. This is what Sincere was talking about. Solid songs with melodies, with content, with bars. This is the BSE show every Thursday. The Brother and Sister Experience with Purple Dread, Mr. Raw in the Billion. We just finished listening to a P-Dap triple play. A P-Dap triple play. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you coming through, chiming in. I'm going to throw you the question of what's going on today. Hold on 1 second. Somebody is chiming in also. Don't go nowhere, P-Dap. We got the two of you right there. Is that my boy? Is that my brother, Priest?
Yeah, you know what's happening, bro. back.
You sound like you medicated.
No, man, I just came in from work. I said, I'm going to tune in. I caught the last part of the triple play, and y'all are not going to do this without me. I'm bringing the live drums. You know what's up. It ain't going down without me, bro. It ain't happening.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You know, listen to me, man. If you can't put no live drums on it, man, don't talk to us, man. You know what I'm saying? If you can't put no live drums on it. You know what I'm saying? We here to connect the dots and make sure it pops, man. We out here celebrating and having a good day. We're also saying rest in peace to Tracy Braxton. And like I said, I did not know that I think his name is Johnny Brown, a.k.a. Mr. Bookman from The Good Times. The question of the day is, if y'all know the answer, hold on, don't say nothing yet. But there was something that Mr. Bookman did for a few episodes until Keith, Thelma's husband, came along, and he took over, and it made Bookman have to change what he was doing. Now, if you know what it is, hold that, because I want you to tell us it. I want to see who's going to know the answer. And second, Bookman had a daughter, and she played in one episode of Good Times, one episode, and it's a very noticeable episode. If you know the episode, hold that thought. When we get closer to the end of the time period, I want to see who knows the answer. But if you do know, because I done seen Good Times 100 times. I don't know how many of us have seen Good Times 100 times. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely should know. And I definitely felt that he should have been publicized a little more, because it was under the radar. I didn't even know that the man passed away, and he's been in our household for over 2 decades, and he's been somebody we know. So, you know, salute, and my condolences go out to his family. So, Priest, what you got in store for us tomorrow? Because I know you got something cooking up. I know you do.
Man, I heard some music today by this artist. I ain't calling his name, but he an old dude. He put music out in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. He missed 2000 for health issues. But we're at the end of, for 2020. I'm going to put some of his music on. And if I can get his aide to go along with the program, we're going to get him on the air. And this is the cat that wrote music for Prince. Okay.
Oh, right.
And Morris Day.
What's up?
And Morris Day. And I'm trying to get him out of retirement, but when you get that age, you done been through the rudiments of this business. You don't feel like it. You just don't want to be in it. But I told him you could talk to these young cats, and maybe you could help them jump over this line, skip that box, and go through the rudiments right quick so they don't get caught up. You know what I'm saying? So that's my challenge. That's my challenge for tomorrow night, bro.
Priest, I want to tell you that music is ageless. You know what I'm saying? They used to try to tell rappers that you too old to be rapping, but when you think about it, man, some of the best rappers are now 40 and 50, And you know what I'm saying? And they still give it to these young dudes. You know what I'm saying? They'll still give it to these young dudes. You know,
give it to them. Oh, what that mean?
I know a couple of 50-year-old dudes that'll give it to these young boys on some bars and make them reconsider their lines before they put it up. You know what I'm saying? I know a few.
I apologize. When you say give it to them, what that mean? Because I'm hanging out with young people, so I gotta watch what I'm saying. What that mean when you say give it to them? That means put them on point or what?
Yes, for sure. I know a couple of dudes that
make them shut their mouth.
Make them reconsider their whole entire thought about saying, "Oh, you too old.
Yeah.
You OG. You old school.
Yeah,
you ain't got no bars."
Yeah.
I can name a couple right now.
Yes,
and I'm not even including myself. I'm not even including me. But if you
include me. Oh, Lord, see, that's the point. See, that's the point of being on the Dirty Basement platform. See, in the listening room, we can compare notes because the artists that I play, they've been proven that they can do the damn thing. Period. They've improved all that ups and downs sideways. So now the younger people can come on and be like, look, this is the best I got. I got a Grammy, you got that, okay, fine. How long did your song last? Has your song been on the air for 10 years, 20 years? How long? Don't say 5 months because that ain't going to work for certain people. We want you to pay the house note. We don't want you to pay the house note. Stop playing. Stop playing now because it's a business. Remember, it's a business, bro. It really is. And those of us that was in the business, we got roughed all the way up. All the way up.
And,
you understand?
You know, a lot of things we were talking about earlier is the fact that they don't know the business and they're learning the business. And my brother Two-Face, who's still on the line, you know, he's right now put himself back in school to learn the business in all elements. He's publishing, promotion. Now he's on production. Let me bring him in real quick. I see him on his second beat. Don't act like I didn't see that, boy. I am, man. He on the MPC bopping his head hard with the shoulder movements. I was like, oh, let me find out Two-Face going to be Two-Face the producer now. So what you got to say there, Two-Face? I know you hear me, man. You act like you don't hear me back there. You know what I'm saying? I seen that video, bro. I seen
bro,
it. I seen
the
it.
The rhythm. The rhythm is in us, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yo,
I was a producer. I was a beatboxer before I picked up the pencil, the number two pencil, you know what I mean? It wasn't even it was a pencil, you know what I mean?
That's number one, you beast.
So we was beatboxing and beating on the tables with the number two pencil. And then I took the pencil and I started writing lyrics like way down the line. And before even writing lyrics, we was writing lyrics to the girls. We was writing little poems, little things to the girls.
Do you like me? Check yes or no? Do you like me? Check yes or no?
Look, roses are red, violets are blue. Do you? Kyle, we was like roses are red, violets are blue. I'm trying to get with you. You know?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I was slick talking, man.
Since the 80s, I was slick talking early. I was buying them chocolate milk and cookies, boy. Milk and cookies.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't playing around. You know what I'm saying?
Mr. Wrong.
I love the dialect.
Mr. Wrong.
You know, I'm going to run into something real quick. Let me call in lines are still open. Calling lines are still open, 563-999-3050. Who's that? Two-Face, you saying something real quick? Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. I was just going to say say something real quick because when I initially called in, you know what I mean, because I was chopping it up with my bro, you know what I mean, P-Dap behind the scenes, and, you know, I was telling him that I was going on the air because, I had got the notification, like, you know, we live. So I had to get live with y'all. And I was telling him that I was coming on. And we was just getting the publishing together and everything. So I said, man, call in, you know what I mean? Because we got this joint that's brewing up. And, man, I'm so excited. I can't wait to get that record to y'all. You know what I mean? I got the brother on the phone right now. You know what I mean? And, man, it's a pleasure, man. It's an honor. You know what I mean? Cause the brother's quality. And when we first met, man, everything is history, man. Like the music, everything was just there. You know what I mean? We like, be alike. Huh?
Not to mention you murdered the joint.
Uh-oh. Taking no prisoners.
I was following you, bro.
This dude came in and got on his grizzly bear shit.
Yo, man, I was following your lead, bro. Real talk.
He deboed the whole shit.
Oh, man.
Like I expected him to. And like I'm gonna put out a warning, P-Dap. I don't know if you know me. Don't leave no empty bars. You know how some people, they give you a song, then they leave empty beat. Like, don't leave no empty beat around me, bro. It's not good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Sincere can vouch for that. Don't leave no empty beat around me. It's not good. It's not a good day. It's not a good look. Because, you know, I get on the track and I act like, you know, Aqueduct in Belmont. And you only if you're from New York. Only if you're from New York, you understand what I'm talking about. We're going to come right back. I'm going to play a throwback for y'all. These dudes
on the break beat. That's how I started.
Yo, these dudes right here, I'm going to play for you. I thought, you know what? This was my joint. I ain't going to lie. And they were talking so slickly, they had their own lingo. I thought they would have went a little further than they did go, but this joint was hot to me. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Bounce and Sugar Dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what?
Introduced in Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from Christian Tendy, Bethany 7, showboating with Rugas, Flash Vines, Belafonte Digger, let's get forward this verse as we confiscate your figures.
Chasing over brown, levitating Jiki and Ashiki's the La Hada car, 54, chasing diamond runners, headed ice band, the big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buck Strut, breathing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, a pleasure, from the knuckle swatch, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Monte Garbage, screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Goss of Vegas substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts if the season sauteous. Two players for swerving no corners, we madness to moolah. Living with Charlie's Angels on us, no smiling when sliding. That gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night, better take it light. You Jaja, you're El Capitan. Quest to the coast, the Key Largo, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for Royale, sip the fountain blue. House of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Bounce and Sugar Dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Bounce and Sugar Dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what?
Falling sparrows through the seas, a black Caesar that convinced her silky days. Satin nights, taking flight, Dino going, sweet sensation, Spanish flying with the lady Scarface. Bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
nine. And we hailing from the magic city, transcending Sweden on your aura, Fontini in London. Relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function. We merchandise and love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison. Get it, got it, the low will forever be nice.
The sunny fever, he be sippin' on my red The Geechee Gracious, he be sippin' on my red We float the tri-state, draped in the satin vine. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red We start the Harlem River quiver, dig it sweet daddy. Sharpen the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this ebony junction.
As we exit the place with grace, jersey armor rather the bursting of clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mist, it's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough of this.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The
G-S-E
show,
you.
Yeah. Back in the building, back at it like a craftmatic, man. That was my joint from Camp Lo, Lucchini. This is it. Yo, I used to love that joint. I was rocking so hard, I forgot that I had to come back to the airwaves. But I see that I got another call on the line, 503-488. Who's on the line with the BSE show? Purple Dreads in the back in the cut. It ain't cooking day today. She's just taking it two letters, easy. Who we got on the line?
Hey, man, it's your player, partner KV, man. What's cracking with y'all, man?
Woo!
What is?
Woo! We got another one of my people. Got another one of my people. I gave KV the official new name. His new nickname is Mr. Strains. Because he know more about I'm gonna make a song called Mr. Strange, because he, and I don't mean strange as in strange, strain as in smoking. He knows every strain of this thing called marijuana that I've ever heard. He put out more names than I've ever heard in history. And let me say something. I always have a good time when you call through, man. He's calling in from oh my God, I'm about to say Michigan. Where you at again? KV?
Oregon.
My bad. I got it caught. I got it mixed up. But definitely out there, man. I'm gonna say the question of the day real quick, so that you can think about it. But don't give me your answer yet. Like I was saying, rest in peace to Tracy Braxton, but it came to my attention that we also lost a pioneer from Good Times, which is John Brown, Johnny Brown, a.k.a. Mr. Bookman, a.k.a. Buffalo Butt, a.k.a. Booger.
Yep.
And we've watched so many episodes with him. All right. Now, there was a certain thing that he used to do on certain shows, but when Keith came, which is Thelma's husband, he took over, and Bookman had to stop doing what he was doing. Now, if you know the answer, don't say nothing, KV. Don't say nothing yet. We won't get closer to the end of the show, and then I want to see who knew the answer. But it's something that he used to do on a couple of episodes. We all knew him for doing it. But then Keith came, he started doing it, and Bookman had to stop doing it. But I want to say rest in peace to that man. You know, he was in our households for many years. You know, what I said to Sincere, that, you know, it wasn't as publicized as it should be. You know, we should know about all our fallen soldiers that, you know, our superstars, our heroes. You know, he was somebody we watched a long time, so we knew him. But don't go nowhere. I got somebody else calling on the line. Hold that thought. I'm going to get into a couple of KV joints, too. I got 336 on the line. This is the BSE show with Purple Dread and Mr. Raw. Who's calling?
You
already know that's the call of the wild. You know that's the call of the wild. If you know to say that, then you must be a right person. You up in the building, you already know when you hear that sound who it is and how it's going down. Union rep. Oh wait a minute. Is that the person I passed the torch to?
Of course, it's your little protege.
Oh my God, I ain't heard that voice in a minute. That's Flocko the Union Sergeant.
Man.
And you got an old man. And let me say this to a lot of y'all that's on the line. He got some heat, boy. This guy makes these tracks. He got them trap joints. Two-Face heard a couple of his joints already. He made that Jamaican joint that you like, Two-Face. This is the person right here. This is my cousin, Flocko the Union Surgeon, he the one that made that Jamaican joint that you like. So, trust me.
Oh, that's dope.
I passed the torch to the right people. So, we all on the line right now. I got my dude KV on the line. Oh, man, I'm feeling good, man. Thank you. Everybody's calling 786-336, the 503, the 202, the 215, the 917, 706, the 670. Yo, listen, man, I appreciate y'all. I'm having a great show right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to play my blends real quick. I got the blend of the day. Matter of fact, before that, I got a segment that I call Instrumental Thought. It's an instrumental that I like that I heard and I would write to. And I got like 4 or 5 MCs on the line right now. And sometimes you in a smooth groove and you could write something to something. This is one of those joints. I'm going to play that. Then I'm going to jump into a KV joint. I'm going to let you hear Flocko, the Union Surgeon production also. We'll be right back. I ain't going nowhere, but this joint right here is called Mutual. I'll tell you who the artist is when I come back.
Montage, a really nice spot where we just won't need a sonorize, a candlelight dinner for the late night, and a nightcap, baby, it's whatever you like. You see, I'm glad you came to kick it and did yourself a favor, plus I'm digging the fact that she ain't scared of a player. Now baby got herself a real player partner, and it don't matter what them haters think of player, gotcha. Yes, I'm not sure, right up out of here, but the truth is you wanted to kick it with a player. Let's go and kick it then and blow some trees all in the wind. The game plan is me and you planning to win. She say she wanna kick it and get up out of here. She wants to ride by my side and kick her feet in the air. But she ain't scared of a player and I like that there. See, I'm just trying to make some time to shine and we can hear. Yeah, baby, come and kick it with me. Oh yeah, you can kick it with me.
Yes, you can.
So baby, come and kick it with me.
Come on now.
Oh yeah, you wanna kick it with me.
Wake up in the morning,
crack a donut, yawn and thanking God for another day for me to grind, cause times are hard. I find it odd how money got me deep in focus. It got me beaming for the green. My team is taking notice. They say raw, be easy, we gon' get this wild. Please believe when we achieve it, we will never stop. We gonna make it pop,
real talk.
By any means, messy. Everything green up on the scene, clean, never messy. We want the checks, enough respect, we won't settle for nothing less.
No way.
You must confess when put to the test, you're dealing with one of the best. Making a name in the game as I claim the fame, we gon' definitely do it. Rising above you lane,
way above.
We put a mind into it. And I always knew it.
I did.
We was destined for it.
We are.
And if you not rolling with us, simply just ignore it.
I be on my money grind. I be on my money grind. Money on my mind all time. Money on my mind all time.
It's Mr. R-A-A-W in the building, and I've officially passed the torch down to my younger cousin, Flocko the Union Surgeon.
He's been in the
family. Track and now we spittin'.
Nor all day. I'm new to the spittin' game, so you know I'm splurging. Newest member of the U, Flocko the Surgeon. Chopping up the beats, making all the heat. Ain't nothing sweet when you hear me in the streets. High hats and 808 samples you can't handle. When I touch the MP, I start to dismantle. I make it clean when I step in the scene. From the NC up to Jamaica, Queens. I'm a live wire, Black Mark McGuire. Make the ladies hit a high note like Mariah. Walking with your chest out, know you look stressed out. Cause when we talking who nice, you get left out. Roll us up next, you know he bought the flex. Everything he spit comes straight from his chest. Hit me if you need a check, I got some in the stash. Holler with Flocko, but don't forget the cash.
You don't understand.
The lyrics I enforce. When you dealing with a boss, that means you gotta pay the cost.
You know?
I'm a veteran spitter, Southside go getter. A heavyweight hitter, making certain niggas bitter.
Amen.
When I shine like a star, I'm raising up the bar. You better praise to Allah, cause you're not up to par. Cause we spitting over here, hot straight saliva. You need an extinguisher to put out the fire, or I'll burn the track down with 16 or more. You always get law when you deal with Mr. Raw. There's so much more in store when I come through the door with the lyrics that I pour. Got you screaming
encore.
I just gave you some light work, and that's a well-known fact that I'm the Black Schwarzenegger. So I'll be back. Better pack all your bags and flee the premises, cause it's the beginning of the end. Just call me Genesis.
B-S-E-Show.
Yes. Back at it like a craftmatic. Purple J, you in the cut. You heard all that music going on. You see how it's going
down?
Yeah,
I heard it.
It runs in the family.
I'm actually in the kitchen now trying to throw some stuff together.
Do what you gotta do, Purple J. You know how to go down. I'm coming down. I'm coming through afterwards. The last two tracks
was produced
by Flocko the Surgeon, and right before that was my bro KV who ride with me. I was feeling that one right there. And listen, that this goes to show you what I'm trying to tell you. There's music on the line, and sincere statement was so true. Everybody who call in is solid artists. You know, there's music that's good in it. You know what I'm saying? P-Dap and Two-Face got something cooking up crazy. Sincere know what he's talking about. And these dudes that don't know what they're talking about, miss me with it. Just miss me with it. Let's not get Sincere started again, because he will go and you know, tag me in and...
Yeah, we don't got that much time, Mr. Roar. We don't got that much time, but you know what I'm saying? We don't got that much time right now. You know what I'm saying? I did my rant of the day. There might be a part two rant, on Saturday's show. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I think I'm going to take one of that artist's songs, and we're going to put it in the go and know, and I'm going to let my folks decide. Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong before. Maybe I'm wrong. All right, but... I'm gonna let the folks decide, Mr. Raw. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let the folks decide. And if the folks say that dude got a hot song, all right, I'm just gonna pick one at random. You know how I do? I'm just gonna pick one at random. All right, and if the folks say dude got a hot song, I will call him and apologize.
Hold on, though. Wait a minute, though. Let me say this. And the only reason why I'm taking so long to say it is because I'm putting all my people on the line. If he think he that hot, I got 6 MCs on the line right now. Put the money where the mouth is. Don't talk reckless when you got P-Dap on the line, when you got Two-Face on the line, Ben Buttons on the line, KB on the line. Don't talk, and then I'm not even including myself. All right? But don't talk reckless like you. It's been done before. People come in here and say they're the best and this and that, bro. I don't say I'm the best of anything. I just hold it down for the crown. Just like King James or even Ving Rhames. Not a damn thing changed. We all still stay the same. Just like a delivery. I leave niggas dead. More like chivalry. The bullshit you're giving me, I don't want to hear that unless you want to hear. Yeah, don't get me started, bro. Yeah, I know how I got to get. Rocket would tell you. Rocket
yo,
would
that
tell
instrumental
you.
Was fire. The instrumental
yo,
you played that. The first
instrumental
joint.
Was
nuts.
I bodied that. I already
that
bodied
was fire,
that.
Instrumental
yeah.
was nuts.
Yo, I found it on YouTube. It's Omarion. And I
Omarion.
Bodied that already. And let's have fun. Go there. It's called, yo, hit me up. I'll tell y'all what it is. It's Omarion. It's called Mutual. It's a love song,
okay.
But the way the beat was so reckless, I was like, oh my God. I wrote something to it for a lady, though. But, you know, I finessed it. But the beat is crazy. Every week,
crazy.
This is how I'm doing it, y'all. This is how I'm doing it until I get y'all producers that want to submit y'all music. Hit me up, RAAW, the number 4, at Gmail. Oh, the number 4, no, RAAW, 4Life, at Gmail. And I will showcase your beat on the show just like I showcased that beat. So I'm playing industry beats that I like, that I feel that any MC could spit on until my people submit their stuff. I want to hear something from KG's camp. I want to hear something from P-Dap camp, whoever, Flocko camp, wherever.
Yeah, I got,
submit
I, got
the
some,
beats in.
I got some shit there.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. That's how I want it to go down. And I want to make sure y'all submit that, and I'll play it every week. Y'all see my format. I play a real good feel-good joint, a throwback joint, poetry, instrumental. I didn't even go into my Jamaican Eclair this segment. I didn't get a chance to go into it this time around. But, you know, I'm going to save that for next time. But that's how I want to do it, man. I want people to submit their stuff to me. You got poetry? Yo, if everybody, when everybody comes together and we can get a cipher, I'm going to call it a hyper cipher. Everybody can do 16. I call it Sweet 16. That's it. You know, nobody come in here and give me 92 bars. I don't want to hear that. Give me a Sweet 16 and on to the next. That's how it is when you go to ciphers, when you go on the street. That's how we used to do it. Give a
yeah,
Sweet 16, go on to the next.
Sweet 16 or
yeah.
12 or 16.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
to the next.
And they keep it moving.
Everybody
it'll
get a
keep
chance
the
to shine and shit.
Yeah, it keeps the cipher hyper. So that's how I'm looking
oh,
to
yeah.
do it. So I'm glad that y'all called through. Yeah, everybody gave me the energy, that song. I showcased everybody's song. It's funny. I played everybody's joint. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we get down. I forgot to play Priest's joint. That's the only one
oh,
I get to play. Priest, what's the name of your
yo.
Joint that I like, man? That one that
hold
got
on
the girl
for one
with ramen on it.
Hold on one second, bro. Hold on one second. That joint by O'Marion, now I got the title, right? That joint right there, I was doing my homework. I went back to college, too, like my man. Right. Yeah. This is what I got out of that, Jay. Can you hear me, bro? Can you hear me good? All right. Out of that tune, you know, I don't write lyrics and I'm like, I do dirty work. But I got cultural expectations, gender specific, collective ownership, collective boundaries, joint responsibility, and boundary turbulence. I'm going to explain that later. But we got it on the show, bro. We got the freaking Grammy shit right here. That shit blew me, man. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be quiet. And my joint is Nobody Knows Zip. You know what I'm saying? That's one of my joints. Nobody Knows Zip.
That's the one I like.
Nobody knows it.
I'm definitely going to try to get that in before the whole day is done. I'm trying to get that in the play right there. But listen,
that
ain't popping,
man.
Everybody calling.
I love the crew,
man. I appreciate everybody. Everybody who called in from all these area codes, so many area codes, 336-786-503-202-215-7, 917-706-678-754. And I had a good day today, man. Like I said, if I'm not doing what I'm doing, if I'm not in the kitchen cooking stew, then I'm in the stew cooking up like it's in the kitchen. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I mean. Enough said. I don't got to say no more than that. And I get it the same way I cook up these beets in the stew. I go in the kitchen and I cook up stew. I get it in the same way. We have fun. All of us is multitasking. We gonna network. Everybody get. We gotta get connected dots behind the scene, man. I'm probably trying to be Quincy Jones and get a We All the World 16 bars for everybody that tune into the show and keep it going. I think we're gonna make Sincere the Quincy Jones though. We're gonna make Sincere be Quincy. And then all of us, I might be Lionel Richie or Stevie Wonder or something like that.
Word, that's how it's going to be? That's how it's going to go down?
Yeah, yeah. I think we're going to have to do it like that. You be Quincy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
You be Quincy. I'm going to be Lionel or Stevie. And then you got so many other talents here. We need to get it going, man, and put some things together, man. And definitely connect the dots and put paint where it ain't. You know that West Coast talk. You know how we do it. We got, what's that? I got 12 minutes left to this whole entire wonderful day. I appreciate everybody calling in. I'm going to say one more time the question of the day. See how many people know exactly the answer. We got somebody got something going on in the background. I got to mute some people right now. Excuse me until we can figure that out. But like I said, rest in peace to Johnny Brown, a.k.a. Mr. Bookman, from the TV show Good Times. Now, Johnny Brown, a.k.a. Mr. Bookman, a.k.a. Buffalo Butt, a.k.a. Booger, used to do something specific on a couple of episodes until Thelma's husband, Keith, came along and... Then he took it over, making Buffalo Butt or Mr. Bookman have to do something else. If you can tell me what those two things is, let me know when I come to you. I'm going to come to you and I'm going to ask you if you think you know it. And then when the ones that told me that they think they know it, that's when I'm going to go down the line. If you don't know it, then it's okay. Then we going to figure it out. I know the answers. Of course I do. But and the Purple Dread is just she's just itching to say it. She said she know the answer. Yeah. I didn't talk to her about it. We didn't talk about it ahead of time. So there ain't no cheating going on. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know if the KV, have you been tuning in?
Yeah, man, I'm right here, man. I've been, you know, tuning in and watching these games and shit, man, and listening in, man. I appreciate you playing my joint. Everybody sound nice.
You know how we
and
do
it. Understand. I think that Sincere Q is a nice little handle for DJ Sincere, man. What y'all think? Sincere Q? That's the player shit,
yeah,
huh?
Sincere Q. Yeah. Sincere Q. So hold on, KV. KV, do you know the answer to that question?
I believe so.
Don't say nothing yet. Don't say nothing. If you know it, you really so. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Priest.
No, I do not know.
All right, good. So you just listen. Hold on. Hold on a second. We got P-Dap. You think you know the answer to that question?
I think so.
All right, so hold on a minute. Sincere, let me see if Sincere knows. Sincere probably say he do or he don't. You think you know the answer to that question, Sincere?
No, sir.
Oh, you don't. All right, so you just going to listen. So I got P-Dap and I got KV. Let me hold on a second. Ben Buttons, have you been
listening?
Yeah. You think you know the answer to that question?
I never watched the show.
All right, good. All right, hold on and just listen.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't watching the show yet. I was too little for that.
All right, no problem.
Y'all a little bit older than me.
No problem. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. And the last but not least, Two-Face, you think you know the answer to it?
I think I do.
All right. Now the way that I cannot spoil it, I want to be able to hear everybody answer without spoiling it, because then if the next person hear what the first person say, well, I'm not going to say who's right until everybody tells me what they think. Hi, there you go. All right. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down the line. You tell me your answer, and I'm going to tell you. I won't tell you it's right until everybody answers. Okay, we're going to go back to KV. KV, tell me your answer.
Okay. He quit being the maintenance man.
He quit being the maintenance man. Okay, hold on. Don't go nowhere. All right. No, Priest said he didn't know. Hold on. Nope. Let me go back to P-Dap. P-Dap?
Yeah. He quit being the janitor.
He quit being the janitor. Okay, that's almost the same thing he said. Hold on, don't go nowhere. Since he didn't know me, Two-Face. What's your answer?
Superintendent.
All right, everybody got, they're almost on the same page with your answers, but hold on. What, the Purple Dread, what's your answer?
Do impersonations of Harry Belafonte.
Do impersonations of Harry Belafonte. Now, Wifey asked me to say the question again. I'm going to tell the answer, hold on, but I'm going to say the question for her to hear one more time. Now, Bookman, a.k.a. Buffalo, but did something specific on a few shows, but when Thelma's husband, Keith, came, he stopped doing it. What is it?
You're right.
John Wayne impersonation. Right.
Oh, Wifey said John Wayne impersonation.
Oh, John Wayne?
Impersonation. That's what Wifey said. Now, the answer that I know, the answer is impersonations, because at first when he at the first two shows, he was the one doing the impersonations of Bill Cosby and John Wayne and Harry Belafonte. But when Keith came, Keith started doing the impersonation, and then Buffalo Butt started doing the dancing. He started doing the robot and the dancing.
Yeah,
remember
that?
Yeah, I was young, but I do remember the dancing, the Buffalo Butts. And also, he used to be Santa Claus.
Now you're going to make me go refer back to the show now.
He used to be Black Santa Claus, too.
He was just the Santa Claus doing the dancing. But he did Wolfman Jack.
Yeah,
he did Wolfman Jack. He did Harry Belafonte. He did John Wayne, and then when Keith came, Keith started doing it.
Yeah.
And does anybody know the episode that his daughter played in?
I think I know.
No, I don't
you
know
do?
That.
Tell me what.
think I know. Is it when he hired the female janitor and her name was TC? I think that was her.
No,
she liked
that wasn't
JJ. No?
That's a good try, but that wasn't her.
I got two answers. I got two answers. Wait, can I try again?
What's the other answer?
I got another option.
Damn, these niggas lost.
What's the other answer?
It is when JJ won the contest. And JJ thought it was his picture, but Bookman took the wrong picture that time?
No.
No? Oh, damn.
No.
I give up.
You know, the episode that his daughter played in, if everybody remember, is when Michael got a CB radio and was acting like JJ, and he was talking to the girl in the wheelchair, and her name was Fun Girl.
Yeah.
And when she came to the door with crutches on, Michael went to go visit her and noticed that she was in a wheelchair, and he closed the door and went back home and didn't say that he knew it was her because he felt bad because he was lying saying he was JJ and she thought he was JJ. That was Bookman's real daughter. So that was the answer to the show. Yep, that was the answer. So, everybody, I want to thank everybody for coming through. I appreciate y'all. This is 3 minutes for me to get up out the building. We got another show coming up tomorrow with Pree in the Listen Room, D.C., and then we have the Dirty Basement University on Saturday with me and DJ Sincere. The Sincere, what we got in store coming up Saturday? We got 2 minutes. Tell me something real quick.
We got a couple of people on deck. It's going to be coming through. Watch your timelines. I might have a special guest co-host. All right, looking forward to a young lady coming through. We're going to see if we can get that settled in. And I think I got another artist scheduled. Matter of fact, I do. I'm expecting the great Illa G to be in the building this week. So tune in Saturday for that.
All right, that's what it is. Priest, what you got going on tomorrow, bro?
I'm doing live and uncut, bro. It's going to be live and uncut. All live music, live recorded music, because the pandemic is lifted, basically, in certain states. So all the artists get the opportunity to go perform live. And I'm telling them to record your music live, this time when you do it live. That shit's going to be recorded for 40 years. I kid you not. So do that. We're going to do some live recorded artists segment.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. So everybody, this is the same number for all the shows. Call in, tune in. Right now, we're going to get up out the door. Something I produced for this artist called Cordero Chords called I Don't Remember You. You guys, peace and blessings. Be safe.
Peace.
And I'll see you the next time around.
As I awake, I realize the house I'm in is not mine. Hear a woman's voice downstairs and I don't know the time. Don't remember last night, now the sun is out. I'm butt ass naked and from downstairs I hear a shout. Breakfast is ready, come on honey, hurry up. Standing in a stranger's house, did God knows what. Put my drawers on quickly and went down to the kitchen. She knew what I liked, I mean, not a thing missing. She said I had a great night, shit I wish I remember. Don't even know her name, but I'm a good pretender. Survey the room for any clues to why I'm here. See a picture on the fridge, but I can't see clear. Need a closer look, baby, can you get my clothes? Can't believe it, but in this pic, it's someone I know. This chick must be a friend of my main squeeze. So why is this girl still a mystery to me?
Why don't I remember you? I try, but I stay confused. How did I end up here with you? Got a girl at home, so why don't I remember you? I try, but I'm still confused. How did I end up here with you when I got a girl at home?
Gotta get some answers. So I start to recap, got dressed, rushed home. As I started to think that I remember eating dinner, but can't think of the place. I was with homegirl, but got no name with the face. My girl's a friend, how could she take me home? Slipped me some when I was in the bathroom. I love my girl, so I couldn't be to blame. She's the whole reason that I quit playing games. My girl's in the shower, gotta think of something. What am I supposed to tell her? Look on the bed and see some pictures of me. I'm with the mystery girl, but how could this be? Was I set up? And if so, what was it for? Couldn't think of someone who had to settle the score. This is getting twisted.
Why is this happening to me? And why is last night still a mystery? Oh,
why don't I remember you? But I stay confused. How did I end up here with you? When I got a girl at home, so why don't I remember you? I tried, but I'm still confused. How did I end up here with you? When I got a girl at home.
Crazy, what's going on? Wake up ass naked and waking up. Don't remember where I am. Come home, got the pictures on the bed. Something's getting real grimy, real grimy. Gotta figure this out.
Why don't I remember you?
Mr. Raw, Mr. Raw. Production, production. You? N-E-S-T-O and the N stand for nasty, by the way. Yeah. Let's go. I ain't never been afraid of life.
Never
was
that.
Always told get while the getting's good when the time is right. Fear no evil trying to take my life. Show I'm blessed with my craft and to them it's a bad sight. Tell the haters good night, kick rocks homie, cause I'm a heavyweight, you only a buck 40. Tick tock, time's up shorty. Only way you gonna beat me if you ride up on me. Put your money where your mouth is and don't be.
What you have now, the pleasure to experience, Mr. Raw, Mr. Ball, Mr. Ball, Hizzle Collab, Hey, yo, it's Mr. Raw flashing, chilling like Aspen, with the Union blasting, I'm looking for some action. With Boss Hizzle playing shoddy, looking for some hotties. Throw up to you when you see us chilling in the party. Bound to get naughty if you shorties are nasty. But if you ain't down with the program, quickly go past me. Don't ask me to buy you a drink at the bar.
What?
Who you think you are? A star? You can play quick like a guitar.
To sell the family cow. When he came back with three beans and a case of Gatorade Thirst Quencher, his mother dissed him and threw the beans out the window. The next day, a giant beanstalk grew, so Jack took his Gatorade to see what was up.
B-5-0-5. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Come on, I'm from the island. Let's see what you got.
They played a serious one-on-one, and Jack stomped him.
Double or nothing for the golden goose?
No problem. Jack didn't front and returned with the golden goose for his mother's nest egg. So remember, always bring your Gatorade because you never know when it's going to be your big game. Hey, life is a sport. Drink it up.
See Raw.
Ready, able, and definitely willing. Coming like a night stepper, ready to make a killing.
On any track.
I was born to spit lyrics embedded in my spirit. Raw when I exhibit my words for you to mimic. It's part of my gimmick. Not hard when I feel it. Good Lord, I'm gonna kill it the way that I feel it. Get scarred when I revere it. The more I get vivid. Perfect picture being painted so you can relive it. Raw script and entertaining so you cannot give it some bad criticism unless it's haterism. I flow with flavortism for spectators to listen to captivate is the mission. To rap and play position. Give me your best rendition of a real MC. Do you know the definition, can you really tell me? Microphone controller, master of ceremony, mesmerizing a crowd with a team or by your lonely, screaming out rows real loud till you seem like you're not no phony, repping your verses proud till you feel you deserve a trophy.
Mr. Deflation.
B-S-E.
Show.
You.